There we go. Okay, the meeting has come officially to order. So we'll give y'all a chance to read over the minutes for the last month. There were some there and some not there, so the ones that was there probably already knows. And once tonight, we'll give them an opportunity to kind of go over. Well, it's a pretty decent card, Dennis. Got mine the other day.
Okay, good. I was going to ask if you did.
Everybody's happy with the minutes, Tony?
Mm-hmm.
I hear a motion to accept those as is.
I'll motion. I'll
second. Okay, so they're going to be entered in the log. We're going to have, some people will go ahead and have him to go over the treasury report. Hopefully there's some positive changes on that.
Okay. Starting the 15th of August in our check-in account, the balance in our account was $69.07. First of September, is this right?
Nope.
Scratch that. I'm on the wrong page.
Okay, if we're going to start over again, take one.
All right, let's try the 19th of September. Balance in account looks much better this month, $232.93.
Thank goodness.
30th of September, deposited money for November 6 folders, $25, was collected at the meeting. 13th of October, we paid Dory Electric bill, $44.77. 17th of October, our balance in the account is now $213.16. As for petty cash, on the 19th of September, we had cash on hand, $13.88. The 19th of September's meeting's kitty produced $40 more. 7th of October, we had a donation for an old wooden RC plane. That's $25. That leaves cash on hand the 17th of October. We have now $78.88. Thank you.
That's our total balance?
That's our total balance.
$78.
We got for the old wooden RC plane, which really wasn't flyable, and it had an outdated Fox engine on it with no radio and questionable servos in it. The man donated us $25. He wanted to take it. He has a 16-year-old son that's interested in that, and this gives him something to work on, and so that was pretty good.
So that $25 will turn into that.
$725
so yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Motion to accept that, or a difference of opinion? Corrections?
Motion accept.
Okay, so let's be surrendered to that. Well, did you want to go with anything before we went into any of the new business that we have here that you want to cover?
Yeah. Well, you got the flyer. You got the president's flyer.
Yes,
flyer. Okay, I finished all of the other ones. They're postcards. And I meant to bring them today just to show you, but because I don't send those out until last minute. Okay? And everybody says that works. Okay? So I sent the president ones out first so that they got time enough to notify their members. And that was for all of North Carolina and all of South Carolina. Okay? So that's fine. I've also went to every place that I know of. Every TV station, radio station, every fly-in calendar place and put us in. So, and I've got 631 postcards that I got to mail. Okay. And I'll mail those between 2 weeks and 1 week before, just like we have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. Only other thing I can say is my wife said that she'll do the potato salad again. She did 40 pounds last year.
It was good.
Okay. Yes, John. Now, I don't believe there was none left over.
I don't think there was any left.
Keep a list of the, I know you'll keep a list of the expense on those cards and everything.
Yeah.
And we can settle up.
Yeah, I did my thing right now anyhow.
We'll do that. We'll wait till after the fly and then we'll settle up on that. Yeah, that's the grid board, everybody, that we got here.
Yeah. Anyhow. And you notice it probably looked a little better this time than it did last time.
Yeah, I was looking at it.
I printed it on a color laser printer, so it looks pretty nice. Anyhow, and potato salad, and she's going to do some kind of dessert of some sort.
Well, you know, I guess as far as the drinks, is that something that you normally get the drinks every year? Are you going to do that?
Yes.
And I do the rolls.
I know we need drinks. We need some creamer. We need sugar. And what the rats didn't get turned hard as could be of that sweet and low. Sweet and tow, yeah. We need picnic packs. Probably some paper towels, because we're out of those again, I think.
Did we have a list of quantities, items and quantities last year? Do you remember? We had one that we
yes.
could go around and get.
Yes.
But the essentials, and then everybody else kind of
we don't do that anymore. We just need to get the condiments, the drinks, and the picnic packs, and the paper plates, or... Yeah.
Well, we normally bring desserts and...
Well, yes.
And bread.
Yeah, you're usually the one with the biscuits. I don't know if you're going to do that this year. That's something we need to talk about, I guess, who's going to do what.
We thought about bringing a big cooker and doing a lot of corn on the cob.
Ooh, that'd be nice on the cob.
Mm-hmm. I can do some kind of dessert.
Yeah, I can do the, I'll do rolls.
Anybody talk to Gene or John?
I talked to John.
Weren't at the last meeting and...
Well, I think the way it's going, somebody meaning this, the treasurer probably should talk to John or not. I think they're going to spring forward to meet to get here and do it,
mm-hmm.
and then from the sales, they get reimbursed for the meat.
Yeah.
For what they spent. And if we have a rain out or something like that, then the members here will buy up what didn't get used so that no one, everybody gets to take home this food and no one takes the beating anywhere.
Well, if they'd ever come to a meeting, we could talk about those things.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah,
on Sunday? I thought that's the reason we had Sunday meetings, so they could make them.
They were killing the shrimp, I know that.
Yeah.
And the gene were killing the shrimp.
Yeah.
And, but anyway.
Well, good. Maybe we might even have some shrimp, only with butt cube.
did it Christmas last year, didn't we?
Yeah, well, you brought shrimp in that last year. So, but anyway, you need to touch base with John anyway, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yes, I do.
So where do they get the meat?
I don't know. Gene Baker.
They do it in some cold storage.
He's down in Country Barbecue, so he does it.
No, they're in Georgetown. They get everything. They live in Georgetown, and like I said, he used to do his own, have his own barbecue place, didn't he?
Yeah, he used to have more Country Barbecue.
And they get it at a discount that we can't compete with.
Yeah. It's like if you ever need something for, like, a family thing or whatever, in Loris, that Loris freezer or whatever it is, they'll even cook it there.
Huh.
They charge you $50 to cook a pig. At least that's what it was like 2 years ago.
That's reasonable.
So you buy the meat from them and they cut it for $50.
What about sweet potatoes?
We're doing potatoes.
We bought some butts and it takes a while.
If
we had somebody that could make good sweet potatoes, it wouldn't be bad to have a side of that, maybe. But nobody in my house can come up to that. We just don't eat sweet potatoes.
I caught my house. My wife knows how to make them, but if you're a diabetic, you don't even want to brush up against it.
Oh.
She makes them very, very sweet.
I like them when they're made really good. Down at Lafayette's restaurant in Georgetown was the only place I ever ate sweet potatoes. They were the best.
Did you ever slice them and fry?
Oh, I love those things, don't you?
Oh, it's like dessert.
I'll tell you, the biscuit shack. We're getting off subject of the biscuits.
Oh, it's the food? That's
the North at Cherry Grove, have you ever ate there? They have the best French fried. Yeah, that's the best French fried sweet potatoes I've ever had.
Don't go there anymore.
Never heard of $100 sweet potato.
Is that bad?
Yeah, it's coming.
Can't afford $100 hamburgers anymore. They're going up.
Bill? Is there any way that you can put this list, just send an email out with the list on it?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I can do that. I'll just send I'll send an email.
That way we can kind of look at it. I know what I was going to bring and about how many I'd get. But it's kind of really hard to judge. Because every time I thought I had enough, then like 1 year, they ate up all the rolls. And next year, I had about 10 past too many. So it's just kind of really hard to tell.
Depending on the weather.
And how hungry the people are when they jump in there. But I guess we all could kind of do the pie thing, too, and cake.
Well, what do you think about drinks? What should we get? I know Mountain Dew is the biggest seller on anything.
Well, you know you got to have some Diet Coke.
Well, CVS has got them on sale right now at 24 pack. 24
Diet Coke?
You got Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi or something.
Yeah, one together. Yeah, they got a 24 for
$5. Yeah, I didn't know anybody drank Coke anymore.
Because we got stuff on a bunch of Coke.
Yeah, there's no America left anymore.
People don't drink it. It's been around here forever. I drank the Coke that was there.
Didn't drink Diet Coke either.
I don't drink Diet anything.
That's the Diet.
That's good.
I used to think of it. Well, there could be some people from North Carolina. The national drink of North Carolina is Mountain Dew.
Well, Pepsi used to be the South Carolina drink. I didn't know anybody would start their day without a Pepsi and Nab around here, but lately they're all changed to Mountain Dew drinkers, seems like.
They're probably better to have more leaded than unleaded.
Bottled water is probably the best.
Yeah, need water.
Everybody will drink water, even if you don't have, you know.
I know the root beer went real good. I bought one case of root beer, and there was a guy looking for the 13th one out of the case. And I was surprised that went so well.
Yeah, you remember that.
Yeah, always buy orange for you.
Yeah, because that's what I like.
One what?
Orange.
Oh. if I wouldn't hurt.
But it don't matter. I drink it. I drink old black coffee brewed in that silly old pan we got around here.
Yeah.
It makes the worst coffee in the world, but I'll drink
it. You know, it's the water, I think, because Sugar Bear's coffee they're selling down there tastes worse than ours. I think it's our water here.
Oh, yeah. Good thing, yeah. Yeah, you know, a couple gallons of water to make coffee with might not be a bad investment.
Yeah, I went down there one morning thinking I'd get a good cup of coffee, and it was worse than ours. It had that same flavor.
That's probably recycled water out of a train or something down there.
I can get you water for burgers.
You want to bring up about the third
time? Oh, yeah.
You want to bring up the third time? Fly in? I'm going to let you cover that.
Well, that's what we've been talking about.
Big dispenser.
Oh, the Virgo?
Yeah. Yeah. We just bring that. You don't really know
that. Well, Jim knows more, but he ain't here today. I want to know what
it was. They remodeled. Well, we need good weather. The 6th, like the last 2 years.
It should be.
Got any connections?
Yeah, it should be. It's supposed to be great. Absolutely great.
I mean, that's 2 years in a row, 40 aircraft or more.
It's not supposed to be any more than 6 inches of snow that day.
Thanks, Ron.
Right after our fly-in, Bergall's having one. Anybody wants to go? In the course of putting ours on the sites, I've seen it, you know. And
they usually have a pretty good one.
It's right above, it's northwest of Wilmington.
Ron, you overpaid. You only owe us $20. Thank you.
Well, anybody who can make that, from what I've talked to the president up there, that's usually a really good one. And they have they're a lot bigger club than we are. I think there are 100 and some members in that club. But it's kind of like ours. They're not always there at the same time. But they have quite a bit of flying going on there. And they usually have quite a few planes out there on a normal basis besides their fly-in. So if you get a chance to go there, have you ever been, Ron? But they have a lot going on there at theirs. So if you get an opportunity, kind of mark that on the calendars. And then the next thing we have on there is a change of officers. It's always just a month or 2 years. And it's, I stated that I want to step down and just be a participating member for a while. So I was going to make some nominations, or anybody who wants to volunteer, I'd like for them to just jump up. There are no more people than what we've got here to be president. Well, you're here a lot, you and Ron. So we got three. We got three guys. Well, Sherry, president, you raise your hand.
I never
thought. You just raised your hand.
No, I didn't raise my hand.
So I don't have a volunteer.
I can't obligate anymore what I got on my plate.
Too much.
Come on.
That's a good thing for another year. That's too much of a plate.
Why don't you volunteer and then we'll fill in for you till...
I'm going to volunteer you.
No, come on.
You can rest.
I second.
You can rest from 1 month to the next.
Once in, you never get
out.
Never
out, huh? Well, you know, there's not a lot to this.
Look at all the money you're making.
Just stand up here and just run your mouth, you know. And I do a lot of promising, but never delivering.
Oh.
We would miss
you. We won't go there.
Gary, you've been a good president.
Just mouthpiece, son. Just mouthpiece.
Is anyone here from Jim Stowe?
No.
Last I heard, he went to, they had took off and went to New Jersey.
Oh, really?
A vacation or something. No. Because he sent me an email, said, don't send no emails to me until whenever, you know, until I get back.
Hey, Gary.
Yes, sir.
Really, what's involved in your position?
Not a lot.
If it's not a lot, I might consider it.
That is so much you get a lot of phone calls, mainly just asking questions.
Yeah.
And in other months, you might not hear from nobody.
It needs to be more of that. Start
doing
more stuff. Well, then,
Dan's kind of
like
a subject, too.
Nah, I don't
have
any better than any
subject.
Say what? I haven't heard anything.
Cancel if needed, but I don't
know what to do. Oh, Ramp 66. Last time, I didn't have their email address, but you gave me this last time. And so I put them on our mailing list. So when you guys got your email, they also got it.
Good.
Okay, so I haven't heard anything.
I think it's kind of not even coming out here and talking to us all at once. They want to start one right in their back pocket here.
That kind of bothered me because some of those.
Well, a few inches were local enough, and we started moving to Georgetown to try to provide this thing for everybody up and down the Grand Strand and give everybody an opportunity. And then all once they come in and they take it, I call it a snipe shot at it, you know.
They might not have known either, you know. I mean, I'm just saying, give them the benefit of the doubt.
General aviation, what are they doing with an experimental? Anyway.
Well, I don't think it's Ramp 66. I think they were just meeting there.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, it had nothing to do with Ramp 66.
I think
when I look this guy's name up, he lives in North Myrtle Beach, but I don't think he's anything to do with that.
He's
just a pilot or something.
Started the meeting up there and try to get everyone involved, you know, join and get involved in someone. But that name, and it was Morrow. Whatever.
Well, you went up there, didn't y'all two guys go up there?
We went up there. We stopped at that Myrtle Beach, which is still above us where we live. We thought it was there. No. You got to go up to Morrow, the center of Myrtle Beach, and that's the airport on where this.
It's a long way up. Oh, well.
Wayne,
anyway. No, talking about this, besides sitting in this chair and running your mouth, you do
because you know what I'm doing with the remodeling project.
Yeah.
I've got the aircraft project. I've got the house there to take care of. And we're still trying to wind down things from Mom's passing away.
Well, see, that's something I didn't even know. I didn't know that yours had passed away.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Well, truly sorry about that. But still, I'm with my mom about, I try to be up there at least as much as I can every other day.
It's a bittersweet deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But guess what? I'm the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
Next one in line, so it happens. Mm-hmm. But, I may consider this.
Well, one thing that, from my perspective, I feed him all the stuff that I get. Any information I get, I just directly send it to him or call him or whatever.
And you get a lot of information, too, from...
I still deal with a lot of other people. See, I'm in 1132 now, too, up in Camden.
Yeah.
And when I moved there, that's the chapter.
That's what you call it, interest?
No, you call it as you want.
Yeah. See, all of our contact information is his information. So if you want to send a letter to EAA 1167, you really send it to him because we don't submail out here. Okay, so that's the biggest thing, really, from my perspective, is all the contacts, and when somebody's got a question or something, they're gonna talk to the president. You know, if the EAA chapter headquarters, if they've got anything to say, they're gonna say it to him. You know, so like me sending them flyers out. They go to the president.
You want to try it for a while?
You know, I'll whip you out there, but don't. Yeah, I'll give it a shot for a little while. We'll see what we do.
Okay. Well, see, if you're not here, we'll still fill in for
you. Yeah, it's just, I need to obligate to something and then back up. That really upsets me when I can't fulfill something I obligate.
But don't believe me, they'll get on your back just the way they do mine.
Well,
no, I'm just joking. Now, this guy, everybody's really great, and I really appreciate y'all's patience with me. I know that I may not have done the best job in the world, but I'm like some of the rest of them. I've got way too much stuff out there that I'm having to do that has to come first before this does. And I
think we all have this issue.
And I'm sorry about that, but that stuff's going to come first no matter what. It has to.
All right. You got a break.
Wow. All right.
This is a special night.
Now,
y'all guys are out of luck because nobody has to take y'all, so I'm not even going down.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
Hey, I was going to say, Dwayne, it's our turn to try to beg for it.
I'll find it.
Stay away from
us.
Well, Probably these two guys have the hardest jobs.
No. You just look at him. I've got an easy job.
No.
I've got enough fingers and toes I can add
that's
up.
That's what teamwork's all about anyway. We all need one another.
It looks like unanimous.
Yeah, I'd say it is. Everybody,
the president.
Yeah, Mr. Bishop. give him her hat. Yeah. Hey, I feel so much better now. I can't understand it.
You got your wish.
You still have to show up, buddy. Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When does it take effect?
Next month.
We got
to do an acceptance speech. Ron, we expect an acceptance speech and a stimulus package.
Is that in millions or billions?
3 billion.
That was the whole package.
There's going to be conflicts with the Treasury.
Yeah. I'll take whatever he wants.
I promise you anything.
Yeah. we'll take anything except bull. How bad?
1 million
apiece. I said, well,
it's a sign up award.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You need to change that too. You need to make sure one of us contact you. I guess I can do that, or you can do that.
What's that? Contact?
Contact EAA and make sure they get that changed. Because we need to send in. We get those individual.
Yeah.
She don't request that until the end of the year, I don't believe, does she? I've got one. I got them this year.
I don't know if it's you, Gibson, or me.
Because I haven't got it in the mail yet.
I've got something we need to fill out and take to the bank, too. Because if you don't remain here, you're the only one on that checking account. They haven't even put. They send everything to me, and my name's on all the paperwork, but. When it comes right down to it, it's not on the...
Well, when you ever get an opportunity, you don't have to be done at any time, but whenever you get an opportunity, just go ahead and fill that out. Because you'll have to have a co-sign on the checks. Because every now and then you have to go down there and... Well, I spent a whole afternoon down there with them one time trying to straighten some stuff out.
I figured out how to straighten them up.
Now, where?
Well, she talked really good to me.
Polly's Bank, Polly Plantation.
Oh, really? That's where I used to bank. I know that.
Yeah.
They're nice people, but their home office, I got to figure out where the home office is, and that's where we need to go. I think it's the one in Polly's Island.
Yeah, that would be good. That's the first one.
I made a failed attempt there twice. So.
You're going to contact Tom? His wife?
It's close to our
campus. Up there, yeah, yeah. Tom
is it Paul.
I can't.
Yeah, I'll contact you.
I can't pronounce their last
name. No.
One thing.
Close to one coming.
I'll tell you one benefit, and you might have been interested in this too. You get a personal invite to Oshkosh every year to sit at a table with Edsel and Harrison Ford and the rest of those celebrities. You and your wife. You get a personal invite, and it's really nice.
Well, maybe next year at the next time fly mine up there.
That's the only people that's invited at the EAA chapters that's personally by Dostos. Susie's mailed me because I was taking her there. Yet.
Oh, well, we're going to travel here soon when we get to the house in Polly's.
But that's one of the major benefits of being a Czech president. Because O.S. will send you a personal invite. That's a Ford.
Who sends you an invite?
That's a Ford. Only Ford Motor Company.
Did
you
pay for it
too? No, he won't pay for it, but you have a, you and your wife.
Well, it's a passion anyway. I've been around the stuff for quite a while.
That was pretty nice.
I'll remember back because it was considerable.
Because you meet John Travolta, most of the time he's always there, and Harrison Ford, and some of the rest of them.
Yeah, they don't want to rub you up
there. That singer from up in Florida, South Carolina, Orion. What's that country singer that's got about 7 or 8 aircraft?
Yeah,
it seems he's the heavyset guy, about our age. Well, he's about 50. But he's usually always there. Country Western singer. He's got like 7 or 8 aircraft, flies them every week, every week.
He's got time.
Yeah.
In a month. Well, on the next item was, I guess Wayne is starting to smooth out the taxi. I saw a bunch of dirt out there. Got the spreader and everything yet?
Yeah, we've had some help the other way. We had somebody come in and rot that up. I guess this Thursday I'm going to try to. We worked on them some. He and Larry worked on the rut some. Somebody came in with a real heavy aircraft with a wide landing gear on it. Came all the way up to our little sign here, turned around, and powered back through, and they were sinking 10 inches in the ground.
Oh,
how they got in and out, I don't know. They must have had a lot of power in the nose.
They don't bother.
That's why all the cones are out there to stop people from coming in here anymore.
Well, is the Osprey, has it still been coming in?
I don't think so. I haven't seen any signs of the Osprey.
It left potholes.
No, it left dirt spots.
Yeah, they had,
yeah.
We went out there and had to fill in about 30 potholes.
Where did they sit down?
Where they sat down.
Did they sink quite
well? Well, I mean, they put some holes out there that would have killed RV.
Sounds like $1 million lawsuit to me.
Well, you know, if one of these lights that came in and hit one of those potholes, it would have cartwheeled in a heartbeat.
Well, that's something, Matt, something, too. Another year has gone by, we never found a tank to make a roller out of to drag behind the tractor.
Well, we found rollers.
Yeah.
We just can't afford them.
No, there's a guy right beside you who said he'd lend you one.
We just have one little room here.
Yeah.
I got two of them. If this place were rolled, it'd be sweet.
Let me tell you, if you just get a tank only, it's not near that enough.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking like a big ass room or whatever,
mm-hmm.
not even close to heavy.
You got to have something vibrate a little bit, don't you?
I got a vibratory and I got a five.
You don't want to use a vibratory. I bring the water up to the ground.
I got a 9,500-pound, 5 foot wide.
So all we need is a trailer that will hold 10 or 15,000 pounds?
4.5 feet wide, and I got a, my vibratory, I'm using it right now, but I think I'm it weighs 11,000 pounds. It beat this floor down.
It's really
66 inches wide.
Well, I mean, just once or twice.
Yeah, well,
I mean, we could do that. All we need is a trailer to get it over here and back. Somebody to pull.
Rollers don't use that much fuel, actually.
Hey, we could do that in one day.
They're both diesels. The little one I could leave up here for a while. Because I don't use it.
The little one would be all we'd ever want.
And that's 9,500 pounds.
Yeah. It ain't going to hurt this out here.
No, what we need to do is roll the barrows down crossways, I think.
The best time to do it is after a decent rain and it soaks in, because then the roller can really do something.
Mm-hmm.
If you go out there in the ground really hard, it takes several trips. This is a little bit on the soft side, and you're rolling, you know, you're doing one trip.
So you don't need anything to actually kind of go and grade it first before you roll it?
No, you don't want to do that.
Maybe it'll tear it all up. If it's grass, once you hit that grass, it'll peel up if you try to grade it. Now, what you can do is what you're going to try now, I was going to go out and look at that, is if you've got some sinkholes that you can actually see pretty good, then you need to throw some dirt in them or whatever and try not to throw too much on so that the grass grows up through it.
Work it through, yeah.
Yeah.
And then go back and do it again in another month or something like that.
That's what we've been trying to do, but we had so much water sitting over here to the right. It was like a lake over there, probably 100 foot long. And so we couldn't really work in there too much. But
luckily, of course, I built ours. But when I built that runway, it's 3,500 foot long. It's got a crown in it. And then we buried some pipes on the sides. But it's too late to do that out here.
Well, the runway stays good. I mean, it might be a little bumpy to RV pilots, but it's in good shape. Even after all that rain,
yeah.
2 days after we got all that rain, I was flying off in that field out there, and it was perfectly dry.
Well, we came in, and the air it was fine. Yeah. There was water standing everywhere else around here, and we come in, and it was fine.
It's just it's this taxiway right here. Our problem is from that rise into here.
But it would be much smoother if we could roll it at the proper time.
runway could be made smoother, I'm sure.
Is that one north of us? What's the name of that town that we went to that one flying?
Yeah.
Bladenboro.
Yes.
Man, that's like a paved runway out there. That grass strip is sweet. And that's when I said, you know, we need to roll a runway. We could get this thing really, really tightened up and it'd be nice.
Well, I think the guy that owns that owns a construction company.
That is.
I think that's why it's like that.
Is that the guy that owns the rocket?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Hester?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a pretty deep pocket here.
Yeah.
Are you just, having left that muffin, and just throwing the dirt out my hand and raking it in or something?
No, we've got a backhoe. We got a small Kubota with a backhoe on it, bucket in front. We got two loads of dirt out there, but there isn't a whole lot we can do now because we're getting too close. We need the grass to take over. Mm-hmm. So I'm afraid we're not going to make it much better than it is, except for filling those ruts there, lengthways there. I don't know how you could avoid them. They pretty well tore up our whole taxi area. I'll get those straightened out. But for this year, I think we've got about all we're going to get done on it, because it'd be too soft. Right now it's firming up pretty good up there, where you could taxi over it.
Okay. The only thing, before I go over to anything on the old business, it's just a couple of things there. Was any new business that anybody had that they want to bring up and we can mark it down for next time or resolve this time?
What are we going to do about a Christmas dinner?
We can maybe do like we've been doing. Like last year, we had it at Yalda's place, but we could, if not, then we could have it at a restaurant.
I think we can pull it off this year.
I think we ought to do a restaurant. It would be easier on everybody, and it would be more of a Christmas mm-hmm. party and not a job for something.
Oh, it was sweet. Really enjoyed it last year.
Well, they can have it here. Walkers and the two or three of us women get together and come in here and decorate and set up some tables.
And
well, and biggest thing is if we have a cold spell hit in here, we can't heat this well enough. And I think it'd be better for most of the members if we did have it in a restaurant.
The problem with a restaurant, we don't get to
really get it.
To visit.
Yeah.
It's not very personal.
If we get our own room, if we do this now, where we get our own room, we can have it for the hours we need, maybe. Can we?
Yeah, maybe start now instead of
too late.
Yeah, you have to do it real soon.
This is the time we need to make a decision on it. So it's up to us, for everyone else.
How many people do you think it would be?
Well, we've been really lucky over the last couple of years. Everybody,
up to 60 people, I would say.
Just about everybody showed up.
Membership.
Except for maybe four, but more than our four members hadn't. So we're talking about the last year we had. How many did we have there last year?
I don't know. The house is full.
It was more than 30.
I was thinking
30 to 40 people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of guys didn't even bother coming in except for the food and went right back out.
No, well, they were
pulling
shrimp out.
Well, like Jim didn't show up last year, I don't think, and Walt, them up that way didn't show up.
A little far south of them.
But everybody else, I believe, from, well, you didn't go last year, last Christmas. But we had everybody, I'd say, from this way back to Georgetown.
Yeah. Where's the most convenient spot, like North Myrtle Beach or somewhere like
that? Anywhere's convenient for me. I mean, anywhere's a distant drive because I'm over here at Lawerson.
Myrtle Beach or Conway, I would say, is central for everybody.
That doesn't make any difference to me.
Yeah, that's more centralized when you figure it's the far it reaches north and south and who's in the chapter.
The only thing we have to worry about if it's at night is some that don't want to drive at night. So so we want to make sure that we're close to be where they're at.
We have a function each week. For lack of better words, it's called Tom's Party. And every Wednesday, we have a get-together at 6 o'clock at a different restaurant up and down the strip, let's call it. And they provide... provide hors d'oeuvres, all kind of stuff. Provide we order drink to them. So some of them have back rooms, you know, set aside. So I could ask Tom if the details would be the best.
That'd be great.
The best one to look at. And I do know the owners of a couple of the places over there that have back rooms.
That'd be outstanding. That'd allow more visitation with everybody.
Yeah, you don't want to be missing the whole group.
Yeah, but when we said what was the boat corral,
that's your eye. I've been out there.
See, we got places like Dale's over there that they completely close off.
Yeah.
I mean, they got they cater to those in that room.
Yeah.
I'm just using as an example, like what you're talking about.
See, places like Matt Harrell's, he's got a back room that he puts parties in there all the time.
Got a rug there too.
What day of the week and about what time?
If we normally have it, normally the weekend that we have a meeting, which would be the third Sunday, or
third Sunday is Christmas.
Sundays is probably easier for them,
mm-hmm.
because when they do, like the weddings and all that stuff that they do, that's like Saturday night.
So we could have it like Sunday afternoon, just like we do around here.
Say,
Around 4 or 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Third weekend, that would think we're close to Christmas.
So that's what I'm saying. If we have to, we could always move it back. Ooh. If we're flexible in December.
The first Sunday of December is the 5th.
Yeah, what's the third one?
Third is the 12th.
The third Sunday is the 12th.
Yeah, that's not that close.
That's good.
I'm sorry. I'm looking wrong. Third is the 19th.
Ooh, that's a little close. So we could get to like the first or the second.
Yeah, first is the
whichever
first, second is the 12th.
Find the place that's most convenient.
You get too close, and everybody's going to leave.
Yeah.
We might have people who could come.
That'd be outstanding. But their bill is now. In the case of Harold's, just for instance, which I was in there last night, everything they do when it's a party like that, they cater, or it's catered. Now, in the case of those other places I'm talking about, these liquor restaurants that got side rooms, obviously they just got it there. They got better menus or buffet.
That's what we probably want to go for, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Buffet type of thing.
Menu or buffet,
Then everybody pays just for
it. Here you go.
Each member's responsible. Right?
There's all kinds of places that can just do the buffet.
I'll pay another place
for heck of it.
I know that Ryan's in Georgetown is good. He talked me into going there any Sunday.
I'll ask the authority, Tom. He knows most of the people of most of those restaurants. Like I said, he sets it up every week.
Well, you'll be here flying, won't you?
No.
Will you be here to meet him in November? Okay.
Right here inside.
What day?
That's the third Sunday.
Well, that's going to be
the same. That way you can let us know because we're not very far from December the 12th. I mean, we're only just.
I'll try to find out this week.
That's just a hop and a skip from now.
November meeting's in Georgetown.
Yeah, November is in Georgetown.
Don't they have heated hangers in Georgetown?
Heated hangers? I don't know. I don't think John's is. I don't know. Anything else?
No, I don't know. No other new business, then?
Let me ask a question to the group.
Yes, sir.
And you could probably help out this too. I'm entertaining the thoughts of building some hangars for sale on our airstrip. I'm trying to put some feelers out to see if there's some interest in it.
For sale or for rent?
For sale. I would sell the land enough to put two different size hangars. And then there'd be, let's call it like a condo hangar, if you want to call it. You own the land, and you own the hangar.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can build the hangar for you, or put up your own. But course, would have to look like the rest of them.
There's a lot of what-ifs in that.
A lot of people looking for something to rent.
Yeah, I mean, because buying is a lot of money.
That's the problem.
Obama's still in, he's still president, so.
Well, I know. But in regards to that, there are no hangars available at Conway, Loras, Myrtle Beach, or North Myrtle Beach.
I know there's no hangars.
Yeah. So there is a need for hangars.
Yeah.
Now, with your money, you could build them.
As long as they're no bigger than this tabletop.
You talking the hanger? Are you talking the box where you can?
Kind of like the old down at Georgetown.
I'm talking about. I got prices of 34 by 40 and prices of 50 by 50. And I also got a price on a nested T hanger. You know, 10 T's and a hanger. I got a price on that too, but. That situation is where I'm trying to steer away from a little bit because then I would have to put that up and rent those out myself. So what I'm trying to do is take acres.
Yes.
I'm trying to take a couple acres and sell enough land, a 50 foot by 50 foot for a 40 foot hangar and have a taxiway coming out to our airstrip. That's my thoughts. But I want to see if somebody picked those people that are interested. Now, obviously, there are still a lot of people that have airplanes at North Myrtle Beach or Myrtle Beach, and they might be paying, who knows what they're paying, $150 to $250 a month to be inside. They might want to just get a credit line loan or something like that and actually own something and take that $200 or $300 and put it into the purchase of a building. That's my thought. But I tried to get to you.
You need to work the numbers.
Yeah, I've been working the numbers a bit.
But I mean, you need some good numbers.
Right. So I got building prices on five or six different buildings from two different manufacturers. And they're pretty much, you know, like a two pitch. Obviously, the 40 by 34 just got three beams. The 50 foot's got four beams. Figuring at least a 10 foot opening on the small one, and at least a 12 foot opening by about 43, 44 foot door. I'm talking all hydraulic doors.
See, a lot of what people's going to do, in my opinion, is going to be determined on what kind of restrictions they're going to have. I'll give you an example. If I spent several thousand dollars, many thousand dollars, on something like that, could I rent it out? Another question. Could, if I didn't have an airplane right now, could I put my motorhome in it? These are common questions that a lot of people's got. See, the restrictions would have to be...
The restrictions are going to be pretty much that you can't run a commercial operation out of it.
Yeah, well, that would be... If that's the only restriction, the only reasonable restriction, that would...
Well, that's the idea.
You wouldn't have any problem.
Well, that's the idea, too. Okay, well, let's say a 50 by 50 hangar. Let's say you got two planes and a motorhome. You could stick them in next to it.
Yeah.
Or one plane and three cars and a motorhome, or no, sure. Or no plane. I don't care.
Yeah.
As long as it's paid.
As long as it's, the restrictions are going to be pretty much that they're going to look alike.
Okay, the other thing
monthly
is...
Monthly maintenance, monthly
there's going to be an association dues there, but the association dues there is like, I think it's like $25 a month. And that's the use the runway. Mm-hmm. That's what they call it.
They're going to maintain something. They're going to use the facilities. They're going to
put
wear and tear on.
Now, that's some other question you're talking about there, and that is if this group itself is going to be a separate association. Because there'll be a taxiway and obviously an access road out to the main road there.
Mm.
So it's one or the other. Either that has to be an association, or they're going to have to pay a little extra dues into a kitty so that when it comes time for maintenance or whatever, you know, there's somebody there to take care of that.
And they're in preliminary stages now anyway.
Yeah.
Crunching numbers.
Mm-hmm. But I think the best way to do is to have it as an association itself to maintain, you know, the taxiway / road for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that way it's separate from the airport. But now as far as airplanes, they got to pay the association. I think it's, I want to say it's $25 a month for use of the airstrip.
Any limit to the type of airplanes that can be there?
In our rules, from what I remember, it's an 8,000 pound airplane.
That's the upper limit. What about the lower limit?
We first started off shying away from ultralights, but I don't see where the ultralights are going to be any more of a thorn in anybody's side than anything else. Because typically the ultralights, if they're standing right there in a runway environment, you know, we're all used to that. And if they go out and do some joy riding around, then they're away from us, so I don't see where the ultralights are going to be that much of an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here recently with the FAA getting involved with the lights board trying to bring all the ultralights in under their umbrella and that, the whole purpose is anybody that's a pilot of anything is supposed to have the proper training and knowledge to be able to function within around other aircraft. So, I mean, if you've got some yahoo out there being a fool, then he needs to be held accountable.
There are actually, our covenants and rules there's a lot of them, but there's nothing in there that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them pertain to the buildings and other stuff. As far as what we're talking about there, it does mention things that as a matter of courtesy and stuff like that, that planes shouldn't have a run up before 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
or a run up after 10 or 11 at night.
Right.
If you had an individual that they had to come in or had to leave, it's not like it's going to happen all the time.
Yes. Most of the people with smaller airplanes are not going to fly at night anyhow, most likely.
How close are you to Grand Strand? They're
9 miles. 9 miles.
You're 9 miles.
Just about right. Grand Strand's not a problem getting in and out of there.
No, it's not a problem. There.
Some NYR.
Controllers really think they're God Almighty.
Yep, sure. I don't know. I flew into Grand Strand plenty of times, and those guys are the country sounding guys. It's always laid back. One time when I come out of there, for instance,
we encountered one. if you do
what you're supposed to do, we took off out of there, and he says he called us on the radio and said he says there's a big old cloud just ahead of you. He said, could you tell me what altitude it is? I said, well, just a minute, I'll climb up and tell you. You know, and then we did, and I called him back and told him. He said, I appreciate that. I mean, he says, you don't talk that way to the guys at MIR. Okay. Yes. Yeah, it's all straight laced, by the book, you know.
What's your aircraft name?
Hardy Air.
Oh, that's right.
SC-21.
SC-21.
Three guys asking all those questions. It's because there's several guys around here that it either has currently or will have nearly, you know, sometime near in the future. Experimental, and they might want to get together and say two or three of them get together and do some kind of endeavor like that.
Well,
okay, like a 50x50. You could put three in there easily.
Tail dryer or whatever they are, piling one way. Here's the other thought in relation to this. Realistically, this airport is getting in short res.
What if you take my Thunder away. I was just getting ready to say that.
I'm sorry. What's your finger? You got mail in.
Yeah, so you just shot. Go ahead.
Reality is what it is. But bless his heart, when the end day comes, mm-hmm. I think he pretty much kissed his place goodbye.
Yeah.
That's just a plain simple fact.
He might live to be 100. Strong.
Yeah, he might. He's pretty tough. Old
try out walking him one day.
He did.
I did. I walked this whole place with him.
I've done it too.
But we just don't know.
Well, see, our lease is running up here for long. And,
yeah.
We don't know why they're...
This place then becomes theirs. How long has that been, Ruth? We down to what, 3 years?
The lease is available to be renewed. There's no stopping that. I mean, it's already in agreement, but the price is going to change probably because we're...
I think we have 4 years left.
No, we have until 2013.
I thought we had 4 years.
2013. We did have 4 years, but the years have been going by.
Yeah, but just last year it was 7.
No.
I thought in the lease there was something written about months rental, whatever we call ourselves, yeah, and the airstrip. In other words, if you want to sell us and so forth, and we still have the our lease is still valid. We can demand that airstrip is still an airstrip, and I think
that's
in the lease.
Yeah,
that's
only
2013,
Bob. And
yeah,
3 years. Well, our lease this year, I believe, we're supposed to pay the $500. I don't know. I haven't really heard from her.
Well, she let me off last year.
She let us off last year. Is she going to this year?
I don't think so.
Right now, we're going to be in trouble with this.
Something I'm going to have to help. We're going to have to get together and address.
Because I talked to her.
The other thing is, as I've already also made a comment, I'll be probably moving to Canada. Because that's just the way it's going to be. I can't be geographically in two places at one time. But that's coming for my retirement.
Sure. Get her a job on down there. Get her a job and raise her pay. Yeah. Give her a...
I can't live on the coast here on her own fixed income. And I'm going to fly and I'm going to play. I've worked my whole life. I'm going where I can fly and play.
Just throughout the country.
That's where we're
headed. That's what we've done. We bought a half place up in the country.
But,
I'm not talking about Florida County country. Oh, no. We've already bought.
Well, we got to, like you're saying, we've got to look forward. We've got to make plans according to if we're going to stay as a chapter. Because we're not all going to be able to probably move down to Georgetown and work down there, because I don't know how that's going to work in the future.
The smallest sea hanger down there is $150 a month with insurance. You have to have proof of insurance in order to hang your aircraft in there, and they will not allow you to store anything else in there. And you are not allowed, by their rules down there, to work on it in your hangar down there.
That's what keeps ultralights out, because you can't get insurance on an ultralight.
There you go. So that's what you have down there happening.
Yeah, that's recent. Those rules are recent. And that's going to hurt them. But see, they're trying to get rid of the little guy anyhow. Because they want corporate jets and stuff.
5 years ago, they stopped David and I from going in. His name was on the list. Because neither one of our trikes had insurance on them at the time. So it's been there for a while, those rules.
You're talking about to fly or to stay?
In Georgetown, David's name came up on the list. We had a chance to go into a hangar. But neither one of us had insurance on our aircraft, so they were not allowed in their hangars. So that's what stopped us from renting it.
Yeah, you can get insurance on them.
And that was the whole purpose of Lights Ford and Ultralights was...
You can get insurance on an airplane, don't have a serial number?
They can fly. And I don't care if you're jumping off a cliff in a hang glider, you got more kahunas than a normal powered aircraft pilot has, if you can do that, to fly. And Georgetown... Get ballistic about hang glider and glider stuff down there. If you're a conventional glider, fine. Your hang glider, no. I said, well, wait a minute. Flying. You got it. Well, jump off a cliff for the sake of flying, the passion of flying. And that's a pretty big step that you do. You step off.
If there's any cliffs around here, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I was saying.
It's all still 15 feet, isn't it?
Flying is flying. I love all things flying.
Yeah, but when you're around a GA airport, you got to have power to be able to get yourself out of the way in case you have an emergency.
Well, that's okay. Well, your standard sailplanes don't have power. And I see them tugged out of GA airports. I've been there. Sail.
So I have no answer on that.
But I'm just saying, if we're going to be flying, and all things flying, it's a passion. People have a passion for flying. That's you got to start somewhere. Some people start with nothing and nothing, and still have to find a way. We got a guy here flies a trike every second. The wind isn't blowing it again. Love to have his...
He's a part-time glider, too, I think.
Yeah.
Part-time glider.
I think he is. He's good at it. Does his adapt really well.
Well, you got
anyway, to, I don't think I'll have any more time. I sit on my soapbox and...
Well, you got to practice in Jeanette every now and then, right, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
We always did. But anyway,
I'll get some numbers together as to what I think they will be. But then again, it's still up to the individual. If they want to build their own hangar, they have to get their own numbers. I can give them builders' names. I can give them... I have the names of people who put the buildings up. I have the names of the concrete people. I have the names of two different companies that sell buildings. So...
Well, we have a man that's experienced in putting the concrete for the hangars, because he's done a few of them. Wayne, what is your price on the lot? That would give me a good idea of what, if it was feasible. Because I know that price of the hangar.
I got to look at what it's going to cost me initially to get a taxiway in that's nice.
Right.
And it's going to be hard surface, bro. It's going to be hard surface in that area. I don't see how you can get around it.
Now,
I don't think you could have grass just outside of the hangar itself. It's going to have to be asphalt and come up to a certain spot. Once you get beyond the hangars, then you'll transfer grass.
I wouldn't want grass in there. That wouldn't be a good idea to have grass going in there.
You have to have an apron. That you can't maneuver aircraft around without tearing the window. But
plus, if you had your hangar open and the other one come in, it'd be chunking stuff in yours.
But as far as what you mentioned there, as far as like in regards to the hangars themselves, I see that as an asset to be able to put your motor home or something else in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, reasons to do that because it's really. I don't know why I didn't think about this a long time ago. You know, there's a lot of people in the beach area who have nice houses and all that over there that are not going to give up their second row to the ocean house. They're just going to leave it over there at Ranch 66.
Yeah.
And those are the people I'm looking to try to snatch away.
Sure.
You know, they're going to drive another 10 miles. But then again, that's how often do they flop? The other thing is that what I currently have today, and if I step in out of line here a little bit, not out of line, make a mistake, but currently over there I have 6 cameras on an operating system, you know, the DVR, and I can access it from the internet anywhere, and I can look at any camera I want or all cameras at the same time. I can also back up and look about 60 days back to see what's going on. So the other advantage of that is that they can't do that today. In any place, even if they're only tied down over there, there'll be some tie downs. Put up a camera or two that they can at least see if their plane's still tied down, instead of making a trip over there. So that's part of it too.
We'll see. 3,000 acre. Say he's got 2 acres. That's 6,000.
Yeah.
You can put 20 on there. That's $600. $600 a lot. He wouldn't give you a price, so I'll give you
a price. Yeah, I like your price.
You like mine, all right?
All right, you'll check today.
He's about ready to say, I'll take two.
I'll take two, anyway.
By weighing his price.
And then I was going to say, I'll take two also.
Hey, I'm trying, Wayne.
You don't want him from both, do you?
That guy from what I started over there.
Hey, man, I'm vicious. I'm
screaming in your alley.
Well...
Also, before I jump into this, I'm going to the county and make sure that the county doesn't get their panties in the water.
Well, I think if there's some way you could see to finance the T-hangers with 10 T-hangers in one building, that's real reasonable to put up for you. You could rent something like that, and with your security camera situation, you could keep tabs on who was using it and how they were using it. Right now, this area needs it desperately. There's a lot of people out there that are in hourly jobs that own the small aircraft, and they're both desperate for a place to put it. If you knew all of the airplanes are sitting in 2-car garages right now because they can't afford to have a place out there to fly them, And you might see a lot more activity that could bring in other people, because everybody knows somebody in their family that's got a little money in an airplane.
Well, we got a member right down there at the Rivers building the signs. I can't think of his name right now, the one that we sent all those pictures out there. What's his name? I haven't seen him in a...
You talking about Will?
Yeah, Will.
Will Douglas?
Southport, isn't he?
Southport, yeah.
Yeah, because there was another guy that just called me. That he, I got him in touch. He's got a 707, or the, what's the one a little bit bigger than this? He's got the four-seater. 850. Is that it? Sonics. Not the Sonics, but the Zenith.
Zenith, yeah.
And he's got the four-seater. Is that the 850?
Well, the little hanger, the T, the multi-nested one.
Yeah.
Looking at 40 foot wide with a 36 foot door, at least 10 high for the tail, and 34 deep. The building's like 231 foot long, 51 feet deep. And then each end one, of course, has got the extra room there. Not room, but I mean, got the extra because
space.
Because you got that extra space for right. Behind one wing.
Again, with other people's aircraft adjacent to yours, there's got to be liability coverage.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to have some sort of insurance.
If you have a problem, you have a fire in that hangar.
The insurance that you'd have to have is not going to—it's not to cover your airplane. That's why it didn't matter that you got a serial number. Your insurance is to cover the other guy's airplane, just like liability is for your car. You know, your liability for your car is not to cover your cost; it's to cover the other guy.
I wonder if there's a way that you could incorporate the insurance into the monthly payment
probably
of the rent. And then it wouldn't be a problem with somebody slacking up on paying their insurance and the whole place gets burnt out.
Yeah, probably.
That would be a good way to do something like that. But that is desperately needed in this area, and I do not understand why somebody hasn't ventured into it before.
Well, the county's supposed to do something like that, but they didn't follow through. Now, that's been 2, 3, 4 years ago that they...
Airport.
I think it might have been a con. If they were to do something like that, they would have felt it fell through. I think they had their eyes focused on the new terminal at that time.
All of them.
Yeah.
Now they're talking about some more T-hangers. Still, they're bigger. So the old, smaller ones are still 150 miles.
Yeah, but 150 is... That's super
good.
Cheap.
That's good.
I'm going to tell you, 250 is cheap.
Yeah, I've never heard of less than 125.
Well, when you look at the effort that everybody puts in here to maintain this place, that we're on now, the maintenance of the equipment, the actual man hours put into keeping it where it's usable, and that deserves a lot more than $150 a month being spent.
Oh, yeah.
To have a place to fly.
And it's coming out of a few people's pockets.
Yeah. Because this group is not supporting the cost of what it's taking to keep this place.
Mm-hmm. I tell you right now, north, you know, a couple states, $300 a month is kind of more. $300, $350.
Yeah, but three states up there, the average income is a lot higher than what it is down here. We're talking about in a totally different country.
And our county's regressed into about 20 year ago pay. The good paying jobs are gone from here, and everybody's back to minimum wage.
There's still a lot of rich people here, but the average working Jews is not making money.
They're just not sitting at this table.
Huh?
They're not sitting at this table up.
Anyway.
Well, we need a bank or a banker that would sponsor that and they can collect the money.
Well, so you're saying you want to sell because you really would rather have cash? Or is that why you want to sell versus rent?
Well, I don't want to put all that extra. I already got money out there, and I don't want to keep throwing money out there more, which means more buildings, and then I got to wait 6 to 10 years.
Tax increases and everything else that they get you for. Improvements.
See, now that's something that anybody buys and something you got to look at. Horry County loves their real estate tax. I just got my bill, went up 50, you know, everybody here probably did, went up 15% blanket.
Oh, yeah.
And that's because they're based on 2008.
I have a problem. Yeah.
Well, this thing didn't praise anything. All they did was just bump everybody's up 15%. They didn't praise anything. No, they didn't look at the real value.
They do a spot check type stuff is what they do.
That's what they say. I don't think.
But it's based on 2008. Had it been 2009, it went down much more.
I thought it was supposed to be 5 years. So that means it would be 2005.
Now, if you look at it, it says based on 2008. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I was looking for some people to do a class action lawsuit myself. And I'll jump right in on it. Because,
well, first of all, just fill out the paper. Fill out a piece of paper, say you don't agree with it, and send it in.
But you got to fill out a whole bunch more than just that piece of paper. I'm a business. If you're a business, you got to fill in so many years of your income and law statements, all kinds of stuff. It's a list of things there.
But I know this is based on 2008 values, not 2009 or not 2010.
Well, mine went to $3,500 for 1 acre, 1 acre and a building. That makes me mad.
Let me
you're black.
Let me go ahead and we got some things we're gonna be doing after the meeting. So let me go ahead and if everybody doesn't have anything else, I just want to sit around and do some general talk and let the rest of us. We're gonna be excused so we can go do some other stuff. So I'm gonna call the meeting.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.